So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ezuhi Ketana Shetzricha Lamayin, Kol Sheisu'u Ima V'Acheha L'Daita. A minor girl who is married off by her mother or brothers with her consent requires miyun to annul that marriage. However, Hisi'u'a Shaloi L'Daita Eina Tzricha Lamayin. If they married her off without her consent, she does not require miyun because the marriage was never valid. Similarly, Rav Chanina ben Atigna Seimer, Kol Tinaikis She'eni Chayla Lishmer Kiddushaha, if a ketana is so young that she does not have the intelligence to guard her kedushin, it's considered a nisuin shaloi l'daita and not valid. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein ma'aseh ketana klum ela kemafuta. Rabbi Eliezer says that nisuin ketana is not a marriage at all because the acts of a ketana are not effective. She is merely considered a mafuta, a woman who cohabits without kedushin. Therefore, bas yisrael l'koyin l'techa b'truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she may not eat truma of her husband. Bas Kohen li Yisrael, teichel b'truma. And if she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, she may continue to eat truma of her father. The Gemara cites a brisa which clarifies the opinions. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein ma'ase ketana klum, ve'ein ba'ala zakai loy b'metziyasa, v'loy b'ma'ase yideha, v'loy b'afaras nedireha, ve'ein the yarsha, ve'ein metamala, klol shel davar. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Nisu Ketan is not a marriage at all. However, the Chachamim sanctioned this semblance of a marriage for the benefit of the Yisayma. Therefore, the halachic benefits of marriage do not apply. However, she requires Miyun. Shuaimer, Ba'al Lazaka b'mitziyasa v'maisi yedeo u'ba'afaris nadireha v'yershu metamala. Kolol shodava, harehi ki'ishtoi l'choldava. Ella shall yaitz b'miyun. According to Bishua, Nisu Ketana is a marriage midrabanan, which the Chachamim enacted for the benefit of the Yisayma. Therefore, the halachic benefits of marriage do apply. However, miyun is sufficient to end the marriage, and the get is not required. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol ha'kavish mino ish, ki'ilu hi ishtai. When there is a hindrance caused by her husband, she is considered his wife. When the hindrance is not caused by her husband, she is not considered his wife. The Gemara offers two explanations of the words of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Amr Behuda Mershmol, Tavuha li nasei v'amru machmas pleini bali zuhi akavashi mina ish. If she was offered to marry someone else and she responded that she is bound to her husband, this is a hindrance caused by her husband. Therefore, ki ilu hi ishte v'tzricha miyun. The marriage is effective because she's confirming the marriage, and if she subsequently wants out of the marriage, she requires miyun. However, machmas b'nei adam she'enim huganim li zuhi akava she'enim in ish. If she responded that the offer is not suitable, this is a hindrance that was not caused by her husband. Therefore, ki'ilu ena ishtoi ve'en d'tzricha miyun. The marriage is not effective because this statement is itself considered miyun, and another miyun is not necessary. Abai bar oven, Rav Chanina bar oven, damer tavayu, nosen lo get, zuhi akava shimin ish. If her husband divorced her with a get, but she preferred the marriage, kilo hi ishtoi, the marriage was initially vowed that she is considered his wife prior to the get. Therefore, v'hu asur b'krevi seha, v'hi asur b'krevav, u'paslam enakuna. Mien aboi, zuhi akava she'enem in ish. If she performed miyun, it shows she did not prefer the marriage. Ki'ilu ena ishtai. The marriage is nullified retroactively, and she was never his wife. Therefore, v'hu mutu b'kreviseha, v'hi muteris b'krevav, v'loi pasam nekuna. This is actually what the next Mishnah is saying. Zok the Mishnah, ha'meme enes b'ish, hu mutu b'kreviseha, v'hi muteris b'krevav, v'loi pasam nekuna. A ketana who performed miyun to her husband, since the miyun terminates her marriage retroactively, she is not considered a grusha, a divorcee. Therefore, her husband is permitted to marry her relatives, and she is permitted to his relatives, and she is not disqualified from kuna. However, nasan lo get, if her husband gave her a get, since a get does not terminate her marriage retroactively, she is considered a grusha, albeit midrabanan. Therefore, hu asa b'kreviseha v'hi asur b'kreva v'upasam nekuna. Her husband is prohibited to marry her relatives, she is prohibited to his relatives, and she is disqualified from kuhuna. The Mishnah continues. Nasan lo get, v'hechzira mi'an aboy. If her husband initially gave her a get, remarried her, and she subsequently performed mi'an, v'nisis la'achar, v'nis armalo oynis garsha, she then married another man, and was subsequently widowed or divorced. Muteris la'achzalai, she's permitted to her first husband. It is not considered machzik rishase, because since there was mi'an achar get, asur mi'an u'mavatl get, the subsequent mi'an nullifies the previous marriage and divorce retroactively as if they were never married. Therefore, muteris la'achzalai. However, mi'an aboy, if she initially performed mi'un, then remarried, and her husband subsequently gave her a get, she married another man and was subsequently widowed or divorced, she may not return to him. It is considered machzik rishase because since he gave her a get achar mi'un, his later get does not nullify the marriage retroactively. She is considered grishase, his divorcee, therefore, asur lachzalai. The Mishnah summarizes this distinction. Zahaklal, get achar miyun, asur lachzalai. Miyun achar get, muteris lachzalai. The Gemara deduces, taima dinis armalo inis garsha. She becomes prohibited to her first husband because of machzik rishasai, only if she was widowed or divorced from the second husband. Ha miyano, muteris lachzalai. However, if she performed miyun to the second husband, then she is permitted to her first husband as well, because asu miyun dechavre, the mi'an to the second husband also nullifies her first husband's marriage and get retroactively. Therefore, she is not considered grishase. The Gemara asks that this seemingly contradicts the continuation of the Mishnah, which implies loy asu mi'an dechavre umavatla gita didei. The mi'an to the second husband does not nullify her first husband's marriage and get retroactively, and she is considered grishase. As the Mishnah continues, in an instance in which she was married and initially performed mi'un, v'nisis la'achar v'girsha, she subsequently married a second husband and he gave her a get. La'achar u'mi'an aboy, she then married a third husband and she performed mi'un, la'achar v'girsha, la'achar u'mi'an aboy, she repeated this with a fourth and fifth husband. Zahaklal, kol shu yitzim en beget asur lachzulay. The second and fourth marriages that were terminated by a get, she's prohibited to remarry those husbands. B'miyun, mutaris lachzalai. The first and third marriages that were terminated by miyun, she is permitted to remarry those husbands. The Gemara questions from the Sefer, which states, kol sheyotze emen beget asur lachzalai. Although she subsequently performed miyun to the third husband, she remains prohibited to the second husband who gave her a get. This shows that loy also miyun dechavri mevat lagita didei. It contradicts the ratio, which implies that asu mi'an dechavre mevatla gita didei. The Gemara gives two explanations. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra, Mishashanazu, Leishanazu. Rabbi Elazar says it must be that the ratio and Seif are two differing opinions. The ratio maintains asu mi'an dechavre mevatla gita didei. And the Seif maintains loy asu mi'an dechavre mevatla gita didei. The mi'an to her second husband does not nullify her first husband's marriage and get retroactively, because the Chachamim initiated a gzeira, Aydi de Makeres b'mizaisa v'kritzaisa azal mishabish u'maisila. Since she's familiar with her first husband's hinting and winking, there's a concern that he will pacify her and convince her to perform miyun to her second husband in order to remarry to him. Therefore, the Chachamim initiated loy asu miyun dechavre u'mavatal get didei, that his get remains intact and she's prohibited to remarry. But there was no concern for kol hayotze b'miyun, where she initially performed miyun to her first husband and married to her second husband, that her first husband will pacify her to perform miyun to her second husband in order to remarry, because hakvar shibsha v'l'ishabsha, because his pacification was not successful in preventing her initial miyun to him, and it won't be successful now either. Therefore, lachzolay kol hayotze b'miyun muteres. Ula says, both the Reisha and Seifa are in agreement that asu mi'an dechavre umavat l'get didei. However, the Sefer that states kosher yetzeh emen beget asur lachzolay refers to kugoyin sheshil shebegitin, the mechze kegdoila. She received the get three times, which makes her seem like a gedoila. Therefore, asur lachzolay, she's prohibited to all her husbands because she will be confused with an adult mechze grishasay.